ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதியே நமஹ. அயோத்திகான் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 81, தி நேஷனல் அசெம்பிளி. தி ரிசைட்டல் பிகின்ஸ் நவ். The saintly Vasishtha saw to it that the Nandi and other auspicious rites preparatory to a king's installation were gone through that night. At daybreak, bards and minstrels, heralds and pursuivants, panegyrists and chroniclers gathered in the king's antechamber, discoursed sweet music, vocal and instrumental, and offered sweet praise and deft to Bharata, the future king. The huge drum that announced the watches of the night thundered out its deafening notes under the skillful and vigorous strokes of the golden sticks. Merrily blew the conches and other instruments, high and low, giving forth the various notes of the octaves. The mingled sounds spread far and wide and dealt another wound to the tortured heart of Bharata. He started from his bed and cried out, "These are meet for His Majesty. Mistake me not for Him, all unworthy as I am. Stop, please stop." He turned to Shatrughna and said, "Child, see you the extent of the evil and injustice wrought by Kaikeyi? Law and order have already begun to fail in this kingdom. His Majesty sits happy in his mansion on high, leaving me to bear the varied burden of misery all alone. The goddess of fortune and victory that watches over the destinies of the line of Ikshvaku had till now a smooth and happy time of it, when the king on the throne installed his eldest son as the heir apparent during his lifetime. Now the fair tradition has been violated, and she wanders in doubt and distress like a vessel in the heart of the storm, with no pilot nor rudder to control it. Rama, our Lord, our Master, and our Protector, has been banished from the kingdom contrary to the recognized traditions of our race. And the guardian deity of this realm roams masterless, seeking for a mate to attach herself to." As a prince thus gave voice to his bitter grief like one demented, the royal ladies and the women took it up and filled the palace with their piteous wails. Then Saint Vasishtha, versed in all that pertains a king and his kingdom, entered the hall of audience that shone like Sudharma, the council chamber of Indra, and his troop of disciples with him. The Maharishi of boundless wisdom, in whose profound heart the Vedas and the mysteries found a fitting abode, took his seat on a resplendent golden throne covered with rich brocade and said to the attendants, "An important affair of the state is afoot. Go forth and gather here Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, captains, counselors, the most trusted servants of His Majesty, Bharata, Shatrughna, Vijaya, Sumantra, and others that are ever intent upon the welfare of Bharata." The vast hall resounded to the tumult of chariots, horses, elephants, and palanquins that conveyed thither the hurrying crowds. Bharata made his entrance therein, and all rose to receive him as they did in the time of Dasharatha, more like the celestials welcoming their lord and master. The spacious hall gleamed like a large lake on the ocean side. Saint Vasishtha was the deep waters that ran smooth therein. Bharata and Shatrughna were the whales and mighty elephants that disported themselves fearlessly in its depths. The ministers and the generals were the gems and the shells and the sand hills that lined its floor. In short, it recalled the glorious times of King Dasharatha. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunabdhiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.